The State of the Union is normally reserved for when a president has been in office for a full year. Trump was inaugurated just last month, although it's not a hard and fast rule. As for the content of tonight's speech, Radford University communications professor Scott Dunn offers this advice.
If Trump and Congress already kind of get off on the foot of not getting along, then the State of the Union could be interesting. I certainly would think it would be advisable for him not to go in with all guns blazing and attacking Congress for disagreeing with him.
Even several Republican members of Congress have criticized Trump over the past month for some of his rhetoric or policy decisions. Dunn also says watching Trump try to maintain his celebrity status via Twitter and mass rallies while transitioning to president has made for a good classroom fodder.
I think that's really something very different. I think my students realize that.
Vice President Mike Pence, a former congressman and governor from Indiana, is seen perhaps as Trump's best lobbyist when it comes to turning proposals made tonight into legislation. Gene Marano, WFIR News.